Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And back again, here's Darren.
Good morning, Audrey, and some wonderful news last night as Irish international Éireann King was named the Breakthrough Player of the Year at the World Rugby Awards. She is the first female Irish female player to win an individual award at this ceremony, and her teammate Aoife Wafer was named on the Team of the Year. And you talk about breakthroughs, that you just have to look at what's happened for Erin over the course of the last couple of months. This breakthrough award for the 15s game, by the way, but she's been playing with the sevens squad since 2021, competed at the Olympics, wonderful occasion that, and then switched the 15s, made her debut against the country of her birth, Australia, only in September, and then scored two tries in that famous win over New Zealand in the WXV1 tournament in Canada. I'm delighted to say Erin joins me from Monaco right now. And I think, Erin, first of all, dying to hear how last night went, because you were mixing with the elite of rugby and some royalty as well.
Yeah, it was an amazing night. It kind of felt surreal. I was meeting all the heroes and all the people that I've watched growing up, so... Yeah, definitely didn't feel real. It was a pinch me moment.
Yeah. What does this award mean to you, Erin?
It means everything. I've been working hard, kind of the unseen work, for the last 4 years, and obviously just striving to get better and better. And I got the opportunity to play with the 15s team while they were on the up, and they really set me up to succeed. And I kind of have them to thank, and all my coaches for kind of helping me, in that I only had 2 weeks in camp, and they kind of guided me and got me set up, ready to go. And yeah, we just got lucky, and I can't put into words the experience I've had with the 15s team out in Canada.
Yeah. Are you able to pick a highlight from those 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, it's tough. It's been a bit of a whirlwind the last few months. Obviously, the Olympics with the sevens team was an amazing experience, and yeah, it was one of the best things I've ever done. And then coming into the 15s team and beating the Black Ferns was just, yeah, it was one of them days that I'll never forget. And the work that the girls have been putting in the last few years, and they maybe haven't been getting the rewards they deserve, and finally reaping the rewards. And you could even, I think if you watch that game, you can just see how enjoyable it was for everyone.
Yeah. Can you talk to us about the work that goes on behind the scenes and the unseen work? Because maybe women's rugby, the international team, the 15s, haven't had the best of fortunes over the last couple of years. But there's a real feeling from the outside, at least, Erin, that things are going in the right direction.
Yeah, 100%. The girls work day in, day out. You know, we're on professional contracts now, so we train Monday to Friday, and we're all, like, everyone's in there every day putting in the work, and even on the cold, rainy days that you don't want to. And yeah, I think women's rugby in Ireland has definitely taken leaps and bounds forward, and I think this is only the start, and I think the country's only seen a glimmer of what we can do. And there's so many young players coming through that are incredible, and they have that attitude to work hard, and everyone's striving to get better, and there's competition in the team now, which just makes you want to improve. And yeah, I think the sky's definitely the limit for this team, especially heading into the World Cup next year.
Yeah, that's next year, of course. I know you'd love to be part of that and maybe try and keep the sevens going as well, but yeah. Do you think there's more to come?
100%. I'm hoping to keep with the sevens now and head to Dubai today, actually, for the start of the World Series next weekend, and then hopefully link back up with the 15s team for the Six Nations, and yeah, do the best we can at the Six Nations, because, you know, we've shown we can compete with the best in the world. So definitely more to come.
Yeah. Just to finish up, I know that family is really important to you and your friends as well, and you want to thank a couple of people, don't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank all my family in Ireland, my grandparents, my auntie, my uncle, my cousins, and all my four brothers, and my mum and my dad. I wouldn't be who I am without all of them and the continued support. And then without my teammates and my coaches for giving me the opportunity. And my teammates are my best friends, and they make me better, and they support me in on the pitch and off the pitch. So yeah, just want to thank all them people. They mean a lot to me.
Erin, thank you for everything, and good luck next year, 2025, big year ahead.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
See you, Erin. In Gaelic Games, Killian O'Connor has opted out of the Mayo football panel for the 2025 season. He is only 32, but he's in full management of his decision and he will return at some stage. That's his intention, so this is not a retirement. Liverpool extended the lead at the top of the Premier League table to 8 points, 3-2 win against Southampton. Ruben Amorim's first game as Manchester United head coach ended in a 1-1 draw away to Ipswich. The Irish men's basketball team beat Kosovo 91-85 to keep their hopes of progressing in the World Cup qualifying process. They go second in their pre-qualification group, 2 games to go away to Switzerland and Azerbaijan in the spring. And Sean Flood inspired the Irish team with a personal haul of 21 points.
Yeah, probably scoreline doesn't really reflect how well we played. Kind of last couple of minutes, a few sloppy mistakes, they cut the lead. But overall, I think it's a fantastic performance. Kind of the 2 games, this win that we came in saying we needed, and we did, we needed 2 wins. Came away with 2 wins, and probably more importantly, 2 very important and big performances that we can build on going forward.
Yeah, terrific stuff from the Irish men's basketball team, and lovely to see a full house there at the basketball arena yesterday as well. And finally in horse racing, Factophile won the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase for trainer Willie Mullins, jockey Mark Walsh and owner JP McManus.